From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is Earth Day. Phosphorus is one of the five elements essential for life. It's represented on the periodic table by the letter P. Phosphorus is key to building bones and teeth, and is the building block for the fuel that powers our growth and movement. You might remember adenosine triphosphate, or ATP, from high school biology class. Each day, the human body makes, uses, and recycles its entire weight in ATP to drive our cell function. Phosphorus is not very common on the surface of Earth, where it's mostly found in phosphates, which are compounds of phosphorus and oxygen. These are not very reactive or biologically useful, so living things have to get their phosphorus from something else. Scientists are now studying more reactive, useful compounds of phosphorus called phosphides. Many of these occur in meteorites. And as we've talked about on other episodes, in Earth's distant past, the planet was pummeled by them. Scientists now think that much of the biologically available phosphorus on Earth came from these ancient meteorites. Phosphates can also be converted into bioavailable phosphides when they're struck by lightning. Early Earth may have had 10 times the lightning as today, which could also have unlocked phosphates in rock and soil for use by life forms. P may be for phosphorus, but thanks to meteorites and lightning, P is also for life. I'm Scott Tinker.
Earth Date is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin, with support from EarthX, bringing people together to build a sustainable future at earthx.org. And you can hear more Earth Date stories at earthdate.org.